Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samaches, and we are at the fifth wide line on daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis Amar Reb Aivu Bar Nagri Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Asunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shimon Betzalel Ben Rivka Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Reb Chaim Yeshua Ben Avram Yecheskel. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Kishuf. So underrated, the last several dafin talked a lot about Avodah Zarah and Kishuf, actually got a little into the weeds of how some of these things work. Regardless, today's daf is going to pick up on that note, and I feel like we've been saying that this a lot recently, but there's going to be some very, very well-known, some classic Ben Benoishal, classic Gemaras coming up now in the next several lines. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Aivu Bar Nagri, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Bilateyem, wherever it says the word Bilateyem in the Torah, Elu Maisa Shetem. It's referring to Kishuf that's done with the intermediary of demons. Bilahoteyem elu maisek shofen. That's just good old-fashioned kishof. Now, where does it say in the Torah, bilahoteyem and bilahoteyem? These are psukim that are mentioned in the context of the makos. So the pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was making makos, so the mitzvim said, big deal, our chartumen are able to do the same thing. Now, sometimes the Torah says, vayasu ken chartumen mitzrayim bilahoteyem. Another pasuk says, "Va yikro gam pare lechachamim v'la mechashvim v'yasu gam heim chartumei mitzrayim bilahateyem." Sometimes with the hay, sometimes without a hay. Now, loosely translated, bilateyem means kishuf, but there obviously is a nuance, right? Sometimes there's the hay, sometimes there's not the hay. Says the Gemara, and Rav Aivu Bar Nagri said this in the name of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, that wherever it says bilateyem without the hay, it's referring to where the mitzrim did their kishuf using the intermediary of shetem. Wherever it says it with the hay, it meant they did just good old-fashioned kishuf. Said Rav Chiya Bar Abba, v'cheinu oimer, I'll prove to you that when there's a hay, it means regular kishuf without the intermediary of shetem. Because the pasuk says, "Ve'eslahat hacherev hamisapachas." Now, where does it say that? So, for those following along with Chumash here, this pasuk should sound familiar. It's mentioned in Parshas Bereishis after Adam and Chava were told to leave Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put guards in the front of Gan Eden. Those guards were kruvim, as mentioned in the Torah. Kruvim are malachim, and the job of the kruvim was to make sure that Adam and Chava would not re-enter Gan Eden. And the reason it was so critical that they not re-enter is because in Gan Eden there's the Eitz HaChayim, and if Adam and Chava would eat from the Eitz HaChayim, they would live forever, which would undermine the klolos as a result of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. But either way, these kruvim are described in the Torah as having this double-edged sword, and it's misapechetz, it's draying zech. And the Torah uses the word lahat. Now, Rashi explains that that sword that's misapechetz is misapechetz on its own. It's not like there's any intermediary that's causing it. It seems like the kruvim are holding it, and it's just doing its thing. It's flipping this way, and it's flipping that way. So from there, we learn that the word lahat means without any intermediaries. Therefore, in the context of Kishuf, where it says Bilahateyem, it's Maisik Shofim, as opposed to what? As opposed to Kishuf that's done via an intermediary, such as via Shedim. Zok Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, the Kapit Amono, Shed. If you ever encounter a sorcerer or a sorceress, and he or she is makbid on having a certain type of keli, whatever that keli might mean, you should know it's because this Kishuf Macher does his or her thing via a shade. The loy kapit amona. If, however, the person is not makbet on amona, not makbet on any specific keli kshafim, then it's probably regular kishuf. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, hilchis kshafim ke hilchis Shabbos. Interesting. The laws of kishuf are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehem beskilo. There's sometimes where a person can do kishuf and he's chayv skilo. V'yesh mehem pater aval aser. There are times where it's aser, aser midei reis, but at the same time, pater, you're not going to have an oynush, it's not going to be skilo. V'yesh mehem mutal lechatchil. And then there are even times where it's mutal lechatchil. b'skilo. What does it depend on? Ha'oise ma'isa, if the kishuf is done with a ma'isa b'skilo. Ha'oiches esoi na'im, if the person didn't actually do a ma'isa, but it's just some sort of sleight of hand, or he's creating an illusion. Potter, aval, oser. Mutal l'chadchilo, when would it be mutal l'chadchilo? Kidrav chanina v'rav oishe, kol ma'li shabso. Every Erev Shabbos, have aske b'lchus yitziro, they were oisek and seif yitziro, umivrlu iglo tilsa, and they would create this iglo tilsa v'achlile, and they would eat it. But the point is that said Abaya, Hilchis Kishif is like Hilchis Shabbos. Sometimes Skila, sometimes Pater Avalaser, and sometimes it's Mutal Chatchila. Now, Abaya explained when it's an Isser Skila in the context of Kishif, if you do a Maisa, when is a Pater Avalaser if you're an Oiches Esoinayim, and when is a Mutal Chatchila if you do it Al Yedei Sefer Yetzirah. When is it Skila in Shabbos, Lamites Malachis, with the exception of Havar, according to one man, that's Lav Yatzis, is going to be Skila. When is it Pater Avalasar? That's already Malachis Shein Tzrich Lagufa, maybe, right? That gets involved in all of those sugis. And Mutal Chatchila, there are times, obviously, where something may a little seem like it might be a Malacha, but at the same time, it's actually something that you're allowed to do, and it's actually something you're allowed to do L'Chatchila. It's interesting a little bit that Abaya put what the Amiram did when they created the Igla Tilsa, Al Yedei Sefer Yetzirah in Hilchis Kshafim, right? What Abaya say? Hilchis Kshafim is Kehilchis Shabbos. In the laws of Kishif, sometimes it's Skila, sometimes it's Pater Avalaser, and sometimes it's Mutal Chatchila. What does it sound like? It sounds like creating something, Al Yedei Sefer Yetzirah, is Hilchis Kshafim, right? Doesn't it sound that way a little bit? At first glance, you would think, no, that's a whole different inyan. Right, we spoke at the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Gimel in the previous year, where Reb Chaim Volozhin says that Kishuv comes from the Merkava HaTmeya, and obviously what the Amiram and the Tzadikim did with Sefer Yetzirah, that's coming from the Merkava of Kedusha. But Abaya, he lumped it together. There's a Hilchis Kshafim, and in Hilchis Kshafim you have this. But I'll tell you something very interesting. The Chasam Sofer brings in the name of the Maral Miprag, which is interesting when you're talking about a golem. But the Chasam Sofer brings in the name of the Maral Miprag, who said that the Gemara says that why is Kishuv called Kshafim? Shemakrishim pamal yoshal mailo. It sounds like if somebody operates Sefer Yetzirah, it's not makrish pamal yoshal mailo. And even though Abaya lumps it together with Hilchis Kshafim, but at the same time, it's not Kishuv, right? It's Mutal Chatchilo. And it sounds like it's not Makrish Pamal Yoshal Mailo. And the Maral said, what's the reason? He said, the pshat's like this. The reason is because Sefer Yetzirah works with Tziruv Shemus, Ayin Rashi here and elsewhere. But it works with the Tzadikim who knew how to be Metzarif, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They knew how to be Metzarif, different Oisias. And via that, they were able to create things. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Gemara says, Yodeya hoya betzalo letzarif chof beis oisiyah shabai nivru shamayim va'aretz. It also came about al yedei tziruf oisiyah. That means when somebody operates Sefer Yetzirah, really what he's doing is he's being moisif on the bria almost. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with tziruf oisiyah, shemois, and now you're going ahead and you're doing that same thing. That's not makrish pamayo shamayla. What's makrish pamayo shamayla is when you do something, you create, but you're not creating in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Being that you're going in a different way, that's what's makrish pamal yoshamayl. That's the nesoida nakuda. Many poshi you learn this is the merkava atmeya and this is the merkava akdosha. But in the nusach of the maral, it's a different punchline. The word is that being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created the world, kavi yochel, using shemois, so when people are oisik b'sefi yetzirah, listen to this lashon, kiven shepoyalim ba'oisoi kli umnus atzmoi shepoyal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in kan hakchosha. Shemitchilo kach noista hateva. But the mechashvin that do it in a different way, so they're going against the grain, so to speak. When you go against the grain, that's already makrish pamal yoshal mailo. Either way, zok the gemara vayta. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "Chazinu leilavu de Karna. I saw the father of Karna. The nofitz v'shadi kricha d'shira minchirei. So he blew his nose really, really hard, and he gave like this big sneeze or this big blow, right? And what came out? Silk came out. So he did some sort of kishuv. Now Rashi says that, what's this all about? So Dibra Maschel Avur de Karna. It's the first wide line, Mechashev Haya. Rashi says that Karna's father was a Mechashev. The Yad Ramah says, I find that hard to believe, and why would the Gemara even say that? Right, Karna's an Amoira. He's a Chaver of Shmuel. And Karna's father is a Mechashif. I hear it. Could be. No one says he's a Benon Shel Kedoshim. But it's a little bit of a funny thing. And the Ramah says, La'nias Daiti, I don't think he's a Mechashif. But rather, he knew Kishuv because, as we're going to see, towards the end of the daf, the Chachamim needed to know Kishuv. Can't prosecute it if you don't know it. And he was doing it lehislamin, and it's for that reason that he did it. I saw the Margolis Sayam, so Reuven Margolis speaks out, I hear what the Yad Ramah is saying. But if the Yad Ramah is right, you're going to have to say that this Ravashi is not our Ravashi, because the Ravashi of Shas lives much later than Shmuel, which means he lives much later than Karna. In other words, the Yad Ramah wanted this Karna to be the Karna of Shas, who's a Chavra of Shmuel, and he wants his father, no way, to be a Mechashiv, which I totally hear. But if that's the case, then you're going to have to say a little bit of a Doichik. You're going to have to say that Ravashi is not Ravashi. What he means to say, it's almost more mistaber to say that this is probably a whole different karna, and as a result, the idea that his father would be a mechashev, if it's even a kasha, is not a kasha, because this can't be the karna of Shmuel's fame, because the avua de karna, right, like avua de Shmuel, but the avua de karna could have lechura never encountered together with Rav Ashi. Either way, zok the Gemara vayter vayomer hachartumim al paroi etzpa elokimhi. Right, everybody knows this. This was by the Makkah of Kinim. So the chartumim, they were able to mimic all the makkas, but then when it came to Kinim, they couldn't do it. Amar abalazer mikancha ina shed yachal libroiz bria pachas mikasayra. The reason they couldn't do it is because the kinim was so small, and it was smaller than a kernel of barley. And being that it was that small, it was too small for the shade to be able to do its thing, and as a result, they were stuck. The Gemara said, Rapapa said, well, like him, I swear, I feel like a matzibari. You tell me they can't create something that's smaller than a saira, they can't even create something the size of a gummel, the size of a camel. So why then couldn't they do this? It's not because of what they can or can't create. But the way Shadim do things is they bring things from other places. So they're able to operate very, very quickly, so quickly that you can't see it. So hay michnefle, the hay loy michnefle. The point is, again, it's the same punchline, that they couldn't do it because it was so small. But it's not the pshat that it's so small they can't create, because the shade can never create anything. What it means is that it was too small for them to be able to gather it together. Something bigger they could, something small they can. It's for that reason they couldn't do it. So again, this is something that every single kid learns in cheder. Right? And the Gemara is explaining, because it was so small, and they couldn't do anything so small. But if you look at the Gemara in a nuanced way, which today's the day to do, the Nakuda was the shade can't do it. And either it means the shade can't create, or the Gemara says, no, shadim never create anyways. Right? Rapapa said, I swear that's not the way this works. But what it means is that the shade can't be machnefet, beseder. But the Nakuda is the shade can't operate. What's the obvious kasha? It's the Marshal's kasha. It's the most obvious kasha in the world. So then why didn't they do it not with the Shadim, right? Why did they do it Belotehem, Al Yidei Shadim? Oh, it's too small to do it Al Yidei Shadim. You know what they should have done? They should have done it Belotehem, which we said is regular Kisha Balma. If it's regular Kisha Balma, it doesn't sound like you have this issue, right? If it's Maisa Shadim, either the Shade can't create something so small, or it can't be Machta something so small. Okay, so don't do it Al Yidei Shadim. Why couldn't you do it in the more conventional way? It's the Marsha's Kasha. Marsha has a whole Arichos. Incidentally, it's an interesting Marsha, because Marsha goes through the Psukim and Parashas Va'era that all deal with the Makkah, so it's a nice Maramakim beyond the scope of what we do. Zaktimar, Amalei Rav the Rabchia. Rav told Rabchia, Lidi Chazi Lahu Taya. I saw a certain Arab merchant, the Shakle Lesafsiri, pulled out a sword, the Gaidi Lakamla, and he slaughtered a Gamal, the Tarafle be Tavla, and then he rang a bell, the Kam, and it got up. This is like some serious magic. And Rav tells his uncle Rav Chiya, this is what I saw. Amalei Rav Chiya tells Rav, tell me, the Basar Hachi, after he slaughtered the Gamal, Damu Parta Mi'avai, did you see blood splattering all over the place? How about like the innards of the Gamal? Was it in places? He says, come to think about it, no. So he says, ah, Ella, hi achizah say na'im ha'va. The whole thing was one big illusion. It never really happened. Ziri ikla Alexandria shal Mitzrayim. Ziri once went to Alexandria. Zavan chamra, he bought a chamar. When he went to give it to drink a little bit of water, Poshar, they come gamla to skinny sauce. It takes a drink of water, and the next thing you know, it turned into a board of wood. And he goes running to his moicher, right? I mean, this is lechayra mekachtois, right? He bought a leradio, he bought a lezav. At the end of the day, this is in lechayra mekachtois gedoy lemizu, right? He says, I bought a chamar, and turns out it was a piece of wood. Al yidei kishif, it was quacking like a chamar, but it really it wasn't. So Amalei, they told him, he loves the iri atle, have the madrina lach. He says, listen, if it weren't for the fact that you're the iri, we would never give you your money back. Why? Because me, ikud azavim midi hachav lebadikle amaya. Don't you know if you buy something in the shuk of Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, give it a little drink of water because there's a good chance that this thing is not real. And the way to test it is by giving it water. And by the way, this is an important gemara that you see that kishif, when it comes in contact with water, it suddenly dissolves. Yanei iklula hu ushpizo. Yanei once went to a certain inn. Amar lahu. So he asked the chevre there, like a glass of water, krivu shtisa. So they gave him shtisa. So shtisa is water, but it has some soilus or some flour or some mezainus that's mixed into it. Either way, as they're serving this tiyanai, chaza he saw the kamerachshon sifavasa, the waitress, the person that was serving him, her lips started moving. So he understood that maybe she's reciting some sort of incantation, maybe this is some form of kishif. Shada portamina. So what he did was, he poured out a little bit. He wanted to see what was going to happen. Havakrabi. And sure enough, he was being fed scorpions. So afterwards, he said, listen, you know, I just drank from yours. Can I give you a little bit? Ashke. So he gave her to drink a little bit. Havoi chamra, and she turned into a chamar. So again, this is all kishif de gezachin, and all of a sudden she turns a chamar. Rachva, and he started riding on top of her, on top of this chamar. So klushuko. In the meantime, they went to the shuk. Asa chavrata. When they're in the shuk, her friend saw her and chap that this chamar is not really a chamar, but she recognized, oh, this is my friend, right? Pashvala. So she poured water on her, and she turned into a person, and all of a sudden Yanai is now riding on this person, and it was obviously very embarrassing. And this is where the story begins and where the story ends. The pasuk says, again, we mentioned the makis, Vatala Tzvardeya, Vatachas es Eretz Mitzrayim. So the pasuk says, the Tzvardeya with the Hey idea came and it covered the entire land of Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said, Tzvardeya achas hoisa. Really, it was one Tzvardeya. Hishritza, but what happened was it started having children, Umala kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Meaning, what does it mean about the tal hatzvardeya? It started off with one tzvardeya. So, the market, I know it's really machlik stam. Rabbi Kiva said tzvardeya achas hoisa. That it started with one big mother tzvardeya, umala kol eretz Mitzrayim. And through this tzvardeya, the whole land was full, right? Every time the Mitzrayim would hit the tzvardeya, we've seen the cartoons, the pictures of it, all of a sudden, there's frogs jumping all over the place. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias told Rabbi Akiva, Akiva malacha itzal hagado. Kalei midabrisech v'leich itzal negon v'halos. He says, what are you, Rabbi Akiva? You're such a balkishrin. He says, why are you wasting your time here in Divrei Hagada? Somebody of your ilk should be learning negon v'halos. V'adei achas oisa. In fact, you want to know what pshat in the pasuk is when it says v'atar atzvardeya. It's not that from one tzvardeya all the tzvardim came. Physically, biologically, from a procreation perspective. Bered, it was once Fardea, Sharka Lehem, and what it did was Sharka, like Miloshin, shrieked. It made a very, very loud noise, the himbo, and all the other Tzvardim came. Yeah, there is a diak to be had over here, Vatala Tzvardea, but it's not that all the Tzvardim were offspring of this one Tzvardea, but rather this one Tzvardea was Sharka Lehem, the himbo, and they came. Now, this last Gemara that we learned is a classic from the more classic Gemaras in a daf loaded with classic. And you find this elsewhere in Shas as well. Rabbi Akiva says something in Divrei Agada, and Amaloi Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya. Akiva Malacha Heitzel Hagada Kale Midabrei Secha Velech Eitzel Negan Bahals. Now, Pashup Shan in this Gemara is Rabbi Akiva is Nun Shari Bina, right? Rabbi Akiva reached certain Madregas in Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach. And because of the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, so why is Rabbi Akiva telling us if it was one frog or a bunch of frogs? Well, other Tanam and Amiram can opine on that. Rabbi Akiva, you your kishrin would be better served if you would be learning the laws of Nagam and Hals. Incidentally, in the Bris, they say over there, Rabbi Chaim once said that Aholis erfashteit abin Nagayim. Vasaz aishvem in Nagam. Aholis is really, really hard. Abin Nagam, he says, Nagam, no, right? Does Nagam and Aholis sound very daunting? But Rabbi Chaim said, right, so there's a lot of pictures in Nagam. So they, I think they say that Rabbi Chaim said, hey, says the builder, the pictures. He said, Fadem, is Kalimid Abrisech of Aleichetz on Nagam because you need picture books? Keilu, that's the problem. Like Erevin. People think Erevin's hard because of the pictures. That's not what's hard about Erevin. Erevin's hard because it's hard. But the bottom line is, this is in the Gan Bahalas. But it's Yodua. We've spoken this out a few times. That the Chidah in a few places in the Sfarim brings B'Shem Da'arizal, a Dover Nifla, something that if the Tzadikim didn't say, we would never be able to say. We know for the first 40 years of Rabbi Akiva's life, he was a shepherd, right? He was the shepherd of Tabu Savua. And he didn't learn Torah. He was an Amaretz. In fact, he looked very, very down at the great tzaddikim. And because of that, during those 40 years of his life, the Mekubalim said, Rabbi Akiva didn't live B'Tahira. And we know the Sfarim say that if a person learns Tyrus, it's a skula that he himself should become Tahar. And the reason they told Rabbi Akiva, Klach Eitzel Nagon V'Holos, because Rabbi Akiva had to be Masak in the first 40 years of his life, and he was Chaser Tahira, so go learn Nagon V'Holos, because by learning Nagon V'Holos, like this, you're going to get Tyrus. And the Chidah brings this in a few places, and he's Moisef, he says it could be, that's why David HaMelech was Mespal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my Tehillim should be Nechsha Bayuk in Nagon V'Holos. Because we know David HaMelech, when he wrote Tehillim, it was Be'ikr, or very much related to his tshuva that he did because of the ma'is of Batsheva. And that was a ma'is of Tumah Ksiva Karayas. So he needed an element of Taira. And what did he want then? He wants his Tehillim not just to be Taira. Doesn't just want it to be Bava Kam, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. He wants it to be Nagon V'Holos. Because it's this Indian that when a person learns Nagon V'Holos, that's something that brings Taira. Either way, on that note, we continue now with Rabbi Akiva. In fact, this next Amud Gemara, Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph, requires an asterisk in the world of Haggadah. Right? So we're going to not be Mekayim Malacha Itzal Haggadah. We're going straight to Haggadah. Literally, we'll Lech Eitzel Haggadah. And this is one of the most Haggadah Digger Dafin. And it's a Daf that talks about Rabbi Akiva. It's a Daf that talks about Eliezer. And it's a nifle de gadaf, something that we've spoken about so many times over the years, above the Ein Beis Medrash, as we'll see in the raid, b'lechidish nifle ad lema'oid. And that is, Am Rabbi Akiva v'chuf. So Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that's the punchline, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Shnayim loitin kishum, there are two people that can pluck cucumbers, al yidei kishuf. Echad loikit patev, echad loikit chayev. One person can be patev, one person can be chayev. How is it possible? Hoyis a maisa, one that did a maisa chayev. Hoyis a inayim, the one that only did it as an illusion, patev, he is going to be patev. Zok the Gemara. For Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shua, Gamalot. It sounds like from the Mishnah that who taught Rabbi Akiva the laws of kishuf? It sounds like Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Akiva said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Faith the Gemara, Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Kishkala Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer was sick, so this is the last day of the life of the great Rabbi Eliezer. Now we know, as a background, the Rabbi Eliezer was put into Cherem because of the Tanur Achnoi, and he spent the end of his life in a state of Cherem. And following the laws of Cherem, the Talmidim Rabbi Eliezer did not spend time with him. They didn't go to learn Torah by him because that's just the way it is. Now they had heard that Rabbi Eliezer was very, very sick. In fact, he's maybe even a Goysis at this point, and they're coming to Gezegenzich with their great Rebbe. So it's not just Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer. This is the very, very end of his life. So Nichnasu Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverev Levakir. So Rabbi Akiva v'Chaverev came to be Mevakir. Who Yoishin b'Kinu Shalai? Rabbi Eliezer was sitting on his kinoif. What's a kinoif? It's Moshin canopy. This is a bed that has some sort of covering. V'Hein Yoishin b'Traklin Shalai. And they were like in the outside room. And this day was Erev Shabbos. V'Nichnasu Kinas B'Nai Lachleitz Tfilin. Now it was almost Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer had a son Hurkinus, and Hurkinus came to take off his father's tefillin. Why? Because on Shabbos you don't wear tefillin. Garapai. In the meantime, Rabbi Eliezer got very angry at his son Hurkinus, the Yotze bin Azifa, and Hurkinus left, and he left bin Azifa, right? Because he just got yelled at. Amar lehem lechaverav. So Hurkinus turned to the chevra, meaning he turned to Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, and he said, "Kimeduma anisha daite shel abba nitrafa." It looks like my father, Rabbi Eliezer, he's not pedas anymore. Meaning, he's upset at me because I want to take his tefillin off, right? But I'm taking his tefillin off because it's almost Shabbos. And being that it's almost Shabbos, I have to do this. So, Rabbi Eliezer heard what his son said, and he said, No, my das is fine. It's his das and his mother's das, referring to his wife. They're the one who are nitrifo. Because he said, they're worried about my tefillin. Tell me, did my Rebbetzin, did she light candles there for Shabbos? Did she prepare the stove and everything for Shabbos? And those are things that involve skila. Let's say I'll be wearing my tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, it's a shvos. And Rashi adds, even if I would go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's derech malbush, it would still only be a shvos. So what I'm doing right now is not such a big deal. I don't think this is what they should be worried about. They should be worried right now. They should be making sure that the house is prepared for Shabbos because that involves skila. Either way, Kimishro Chachavim should light them your Shabbos all of a sudden. So Rabbi Eliezer is clearly bedas, right? Rabbi Eliezer is as sharp as anything. So they entered the Yashvu Lefanov, Merachit Al Ramas. So they sat down 4 amas away because he's in Cherem. They can't get any closer. Amalei told him, Lama Basim. So Rabbi Eliezer turns to his Talmidim and he says, tell me, why are you here? Amalei Lilmai Teira Bana. We came to learn Teira. Amalei told him, Vad Achshav Lamalei Basim. Now you came to learn Teira. Now that I'm mamish breathing my final breaths, where were you earlier?
Amrullah, he said, they told him, Lehailanu play. He said, we didn't have any time. Amalahem, so he told him. Interesting. He said, to me, ani, it would be a chiddush to me, im yamusu misas atzman. If you are going to die, a natural death. Amalai Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was here, and he said, shalim mahu. He said, what about me? Amalai, he told him, you Rabbi Akiva, shalcha kashem ishalahem. Yours is going to be even worse than that. Yididi, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Lifshitz, we've quoted many times in the daf, he actually wrote a sefer recently, on Masechta Sanhedrin. It's called Gane Yitzchak. And on this gemara, he says, pasha, when Rabbi Akiva says, shalim mahu, what did Rabbi Akiva mean to say? Like, he got worried, because Rabbi Eliezer was just mekal. And he says, what about me? I'm also, it's a chiddush to you if I'm going to die, Misa Satzman. But he said, Yesh Loima Bederech Drush, that the Gemara says in Bracha Samech Alf on the base, that when they brought Rabbi Akiva out and they wanted to kill him, so Rabbi Akiva took it very, very calmly. And the Talmidim said, Rabbi Yadkan, what did Rabbi Akiva respond? Kol Yomei Hoyisi Mitztair. My whole life, I was hoping this was going to happen to me. So could be the way you're supposed to say the nigga with Rabbi Akiva is not Shalimahu, he's sittering. Faket, Kol Yomei. This is good news for Rabbi Akiva, right? But either way, says the Gemara, not Shteiz Rei Yosef. So Rabbi Eliezer took his two arms, Venichem Alibi, put them on his heart. Omar, he said, Oy lechem Shteiz Rei Yosef. Woe to these two arms, Shein Kishtei Sifrei Torah, that like two Sifrei Torah Shein Neglolim, that are going to be rolled up, right? When you take a Sifrei Torah, you roll it up, and you put it back into the Aron Kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer's arms are like the two amudim of the Sefer, the two sides of the Sefer Torah, and he's about to be rolled up, and he's going to be nitten lekfura. And he continued, he said, Harbi Torah lamadati, I learned a lot of Torah, v'harbi Torah limadati, and I taught a lot of Torah, harbi Torah lamadati, I learned a lot of Torah, v'lechasayati mirabayis, afilu kekelav amalak minayam, and even though I learned so much Torah, but my rabbis were so much bigger than me. In fact, I wasn't mechasser anything from my rabbeim, not even the amount that a dog is mechasser water when he licks a little water from the yam. So if a dog licks a little water out of the yam, right? So how much water does he take? It's very, very little. I took less from my rabbi. Meaning he was mekabel so much, but he wasn't mechas or anything from his rabbi. And then he said, Harbi Torah Lamadati. I taught a lot of Torah. V'loich chasruni talmidai, elokim chol b'shvei feres. My talmidim were mechas me a little bit, right? I wasn't mechas or anything from my rabbi. They were mechas for me a little bit. I and Rashi, and the Hagoyes of Rabbi Tzalem Iranchberg on the side. But my Talmidim Mechas, but they were Mechas so little. How little? Kim Chol B'Shvei Feres. What does that mean literally? So that's an expression that's used in different contexts in Shas. But what it means literally is that if you take like a little applicator that was put for people that had an ailment on their eyes, they had like a little tube and you put the applicator into the tube and you pull out a little, like a dot of this medication. That's how little they were Mechas. Not just that. I teach, and I know 300 halachas in the sugya beheres. That's a hard sugya. And there was no one that was ever able to ask me a good kash on this. And not just that, but I know 300 halachas. Some say 3,000 halachas. Netias kishuin in the sugya of netias kishuin. So what's netias kishuin? Planting kishuin cucumber patches using kishuf. And there was no one that was ever able to ask me a kasha on that sugi of kishuf, with the exception of Yakiva. Pamachas, one time, I we were traveling together. Amali Rebbe, Lamdeni ben Netias Kishun. Teach me something in Netias Kishun. Amarti Dover Echad. I said one thing, meaning he did a kishuf. And the smell of Kol Asad Kishun. And all of a sudden, the whole field was filled with Kishun. Amali Rebbe. So then Rabbi Kiva turned to his Rebbe and he said, Limadatoni Netiasan. You taught me how to plant it. Now Lamdeni Akirasan. Teach me how to undo it. Amarti Dover Echad. I recited one incantation. I said one Dover Echad. Niskaptsu Kulam Akamachad. And all of a sudden, everything was undone. Amrullah, the story continues. So the Chachamim are listening to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is talking about what he accomplished and how much he knew and how little he took from his Rebbe, meaning how much little he was mechaser from them and how little his Talmidim were mechaser from him. Either way, they're hearing him out and Amalei, they say, I have a shaila for you. Hakadar. What's a kadar? Like a kadur, a ball. Veha imum. An imum is a shoe form. So that's like the form that the shoemaker puts the shoe on when he claps on the shoe. Va'akame is an amulet. Ve'tzror ha-margolis. That's a pouch where you keep a pearl. U'mishkelis kind of small weight. Mahu. Are these things makabotum and not makabotum? He told him, heint meyem. Then makabotum v'terosim v'mashahem. And if you want to be mitaring them, just put them in the mikvah. Basher u'sham you can be mitaring them. They asked him another question. Middle shal gabi ha-imum. If you have a shoe that's on the form, mahu, is it makabotum or not? What's the question? So we know that The Malbush is only Mekabel Tumah, like a Keli is only Mekabel Tumah when it's Nigmar Malachta. Now, this is technically Nigmar Malachta, but it's on the shoe form. So the question is it considered Nigmar or not? Amalem, who tar? It's tar. And as he said, that meaning it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Yotzen Ushmasi B'Tayra. At that moment, his neshama left his world. Amad Rabbi Yeshua got up. And he said, Huter Haneder, Huter Haneder. That even though Rabbi Eliezer at the end of his life was put in Cheirim, but now, La'acha Moisnoi, Huter Haneder, Huter Haneder, the Cheirim is not there anymore. Now, it seems that Rabbi Akiva, even though he was there towards the end, but he had left. And Pogabai Rabbi Akiva in Kisri Lalud, Rabbi Akiva on Mitzoy Shabbos saw that the body was being taken from Kisri to Lod. And that's where he encountered the body. Rabbi Akiva was in so much pain over the fact that Rabbi Eliezer had passed away that he started hitting himself until the blood started literally flowing onto the ground. And then he joined the Shura of Amar, and he was maspid his Rebbe. And this is what he said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisraelu Farashav. Harbi Mois Yeshli, I have so much money, but I don't have a money changer to change the money. I don't have a money changer to go to assess the value of the money. And it's because Rabbi Akiva has a lot of Torah, but doesn't have his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, for him to be able to learn from and to be able to clarify different things that he didn't understand. So the Gemara just told a whole story, an Amid long, which discusses the Ptira of Rabbi Eliezer, which we're going to get back to in a few moments in the raid. But the Gemara brought this all for a kasha. What was the kasha? The Mishnah said Rabbi Akiva learned the laws of Kisha from who? From Rabbi Yeshua. Freit the Gemara, is that true? For Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, Gomer lo v'atanya, and this was the Braisa, and here's the punchline, Almo mi Rabbi Eliezer Gomra. You see from me that who did he learn it from? He learned it from Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara told the story that he was once traveling together with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer recited a Dover Echad, all of a sudden, and he smiled the whole field with Kishuin, and then he taught him how to undo it. So it sounds like, who did he learn it from? He learned it from Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says like this, Gomer Rabbi Eliezer, he learned it initially from Rabbi Eliezer, but he couldn't chop it. Then he went to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua explained it to him. Wow. So Rabbi Akiva is not chopping something. That in and of itself is wow. But he went to Rabbi Eliezer, this encounter, didn't fully grasp it. He couldn't hear it. He couldn't be oimid al soif taito yisho Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua had explained it to him. But the Gemara says, hey, Chiyavadach, I have a problem with this whole story. How could Rabbi Eliezer do kishif? But Anantana, we learned in the Mishnah, ho'isa ma'isachayif. I mean, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer did something which is chayiv skila. So the Gemara says, lehislam mechani. Now, being that he was doing it to teach, so there it's already different. The Amar Mar, loisumad lasois. And we learn from here, lasois iato lomid. Avalato lomid lahavin ulahiris. You're not allowed to learn these things if your intention is lasois. But if your intention is lahavin ulahiris, it's to understand and it's to teach, then already this is something that's going to be okay. And on that note, Hadron Aloch Arba Mises. Now, we're going to make a scholar on the next parak because we do what we do. We learn daf yoimi. So we only learned a half a daf. So really, we're going to make a scholar. We're going to do it quickly because it goes pretty quickly. And really, we're starting a new parak, Parak Ben Soyer Umayra, which is going to take us through the week. Be'ez Hashem, talk about a classic parak. This is already a parak that's learned in yeshiva. So this is in a whole different ramah, whole different dimension. We're going to make Aschala, and then we're going to go back and talk more about the Ptira of the great Rabbi Eliezer. Zokte Eliga Mishnah, Ben Soyer Umayra. So why are we talking about a Ben Soyer Umayra? Because he's included in the Elohim Aneskalin. So who's the Ben Soyer Umayra? This is a kid who's going in a bad way, and he does certain things, and Yar the Torah L'Soyf Daite Shel Adam, that this person, because of what he's doing now, it's pretty obvious that it's not going to have a happy ending, and as a result, Yomus Zakai V'Yomus Chayv, and we kill. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Ben Soyer Umayra. All he did was misbehave. Now, in a very, very nuanced and specific way. But he misbehaved, and because of the fact that he misbehaved, so we're going to kill him now, we're going to give him skila, because Pasha, we have Rachmanis on his soul. His guf, obviously, is having a bad day. He's being killed. But his neshama is being saved, and it's for that reason we do what we do. Again, we're going to go through all the Mishnayos and all the Gemaras about the Ben Soyer Umayra. That's what's coming up in the next few days. But for now, that is the halacha of the Ben Soyer Umayra. So the Mishnah is like, not the Ben Soyer Umayra. How old does a child have to be? And it's really how young and how old in order for him to be able to be a Ben Soyer Umayra. So the Mishnah says like this, Mishayavi Shtei Sairus, he has to be at least bar mitzvah age from the time that he brings Shtei Sairus, Vacheyakiv Zokin Hatachtoin, until the Zokin Hatachtoin becomes complete. So Shtei Sairus is Ba'osei Makim. The Zaken Hatachtoin is also Ba'osei Makim. And it's during that interim stage. So if he doesn't have Shtei Sairus, yet he's a katan, He can't be a Ben Sayre Meir. And if he's already a little older, it's Yaakov Zalkin Hatachta, and he also can't be a Ben Sayre Meir. Has to be in that interim stage. Now, the Mishnah goes out of its way to say Veloiha Elyon. Even though we're talking about a Zalkin, so Zalkin means a beard, we don't mean a person's facial beard. Elisha Dibur Chacham Lashon Nekiyah. We use the term Zalkin because we want to speak for Lashon Nekiyah, but the point is, that is the Shah. How do you know all this? Remember, the Pasuk says, Kiyah Le'ish Ben, Ben Veloi Bas, number one, only a Ben Sayre Meir, not a Bas Sayre Meir. Additionally, Ben Veloi Ish. And Ben Veloi Ish teaches me that once it's Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi, now he's already an Ish, and as a result, he can't be a Ben Sayre Meir. Now, to be clear, once he brings Shtei Cyrus, he's also an Ish. In every Sugya in Shas, once a person brings Shtei Cyrus, he's an Ish. But apparently, he could be an Ish and an Ish. And Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi is a Shlav in Ish, and Ben Veloi Ish is coming to be Mamayat that. Now, how do you know that a Katan is excluded, right? We said it's from Shtei Cyrus, Achi Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi. Once it's Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi, we know not. How do we know that? Because then he's already an Ish, and Ben Veloi Ish. How do you know Katan not? Right? Katan's for sure a Ben. Katan, Patish loy Baal L'Chal Mitzvahs. Because he's not Baal L'Chal Mitzvahs. Now Baal L'Chal Mitzvahs, how can you kill him? So a Katan is excluded because he's too young. Once it's Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi, he's excluded because he's already too old. Oh, so it must be. It's Mishatov Yishtei Sairos. Ad Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi. Zok to Gemara. Katan Minolon de Potter. How do you know that a Katan can't be a Ben Sayre Meir? Freit to Gemara. Two kashas. Number one, Minolon Kedek Tani Taima. The Mishnah just said, Shaloi Baal L'Chal Mitzvahs. It's a Mefurash Mishnah, right? If you're paying attention to the Mishnah addressed this. So what's the kasha? Visu, and not just that. It's a second kasha. Heicha Ashkechon, the Anashakosiv, the Hachalubai, Kronom Iftarei. Where do you find, is there any precedent in the entire world that a cotton is ever chayiv in anything? Meaning, number one, the Mishnah addressed it. So I don't even know why you're having this conversation. But besides, let's say the Mishnah wouldn't have addressed it. It still wouldn't make any sense you're asking this question. Because Heicha Ashkechon, the Anashakosiv, the Hachalubai, Kronom Iftarei. So I says, let me explain the question to you. Anan Hachi Kamrinan. Atu Ben Sayer Mara Chetay Ner. We'd learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Katam Patash Loibal Chal Mitzvahs. But the Gemara doesn't understand the Mishnah. You know why? Because the Ben Sayre Meir, when he gets punished, is he getting punished for what he did? No. Al Shem Soifoi Nerag. It's for what he's going to do. V'kiven Al Shem Soifoi Nerag means that he's getting killed for what he's going to do. Afilu Kata Nami, that even a Katan also, V'oi, and besides Ben Veloi Ish, Katan Mashma, isn't Ben Veloi Ish Mashma Katan? So the Gemara's Kasha Minol and the Pot is coming from two places. Number one, Svara. Number two, the Pasuk is Epis Mashma, that a Katan should be different. What's the Svara? The Svara is, I understand you don't punish a Katan for what he did. Right, a cotton's maisa is not a maisa, his das is not das, whatever. Beseder, but here it's Hashem Soifai. So if it's Hashem Soifai, maybe a cotton should be like a gadol. And not just that, the pasuk is mashma that way. Because the pasuk says ben. And the Mishnah already darshin ben veloy ish. So if it's ben veloy ish, shouldn't it mean katan? And just explain a little bit better. We said in the Mishnah that what does ben veloy ish mean? Really, he is an ish. He's just not like an ish. Right, Ish is always Shtei Cyrus. Ben Veloi Ish means it wasn't yet Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi. It would be more mistabrit to say that when we say Ben Veloi Ish, it means that he has to be not Shtei Cyrus. And if that's the case, the Torah seems to be telling me Mefurish that if he's a Katan, he's going to be included. So again, what's the Kasha? Katan Minolon the Potter, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Dam Akrotz, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chiyah Le'ish Ben, and the way we darshan it is, Ben HaSamuch, so what does it mean, v'chiyah le'ish ben? If you're going to have a child that's about to become an ish. So, kiyah le'ish ben. So, it's all describing this child. And this child is in a place where he's a ben, but he's samuch to becoming an ish. Samuch l'gvurasei shalish. And we're teaching gvurasei shalish to mean Yaakov Zalkin HaTachtoi. That's gvurasei shalish. That's when he's be'ikur gvurasei. And if that's the case, that ben means samuch to that means he can't be too young. So we say he has to be at the very least, Shtei Cyrus. So you want to know what the makar that cotton is? Pot is actually learned from a pasuk. The Mishnah sounds like it's a svara. But Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, no, it's not svara. It's actually learned from a pasuk. V'chiyah le'ish ben ha-samuch l'gvurasei shalish. Now, just to be clear, Pashup Shah, when it says in the Torah, kiyah le'ish ben, right, what's the pasuk? Kiyah le'ish ben sayru meir. Enenu shemeh v'kalav v'kalimai v'yisru oysa v'layishma aleh. So Pashup Shah in the pasuk is kiyah le'ish, if a man will have a son, right? But the way we're darshaning, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, is le'ish ben is all describing the ben. Not the ish, the father will have a ben, a son, but the ish ben is all a description of the son. And what we're saying is that when this ben is samach l'ish, that's when this halach is going to be negated. Just a drop more gemara. Even though there's two dots, but it really flows. Tani Rabchia said, Atche Yaakov Atara. It means up until the time that the Atara is going to be circled with sar, when Avdimi came, he said, Hakafas gid, v'loi hakafas beitzim. And the way Rashi explains, it's referring to the area where the gid meets the beitzim, that area. But it's hakafas gid, not hakafas beitzim. So the amount of time of Yaakov Zokin HaTachton on the beitzim is going to take longer than where it's hakafas gid, that's samach lebeitzim, and it's the lesser shear during which one can become a ben tzoyer mer. So it has to be Mishad Yavish Tei Sairos, Ad She Yaakov Atara, according to Rav Chiya, Kas Rav Dimi Yomer HaKofas Gid, a cotton that has a child, the child cannot become a ben soyer mer. Shenema, the pasuk says, it says, ish ben. Ish is describing the father, right? The pasuk says, so the father has to be an ish, he can't be a ben. If a ben has a ben, meaning a cotton that has a ben, so can't become a ben soyer mer. You're darshing the ish ben to teach me. Ish ben, v'loy ben, leben, that a cotton who has a son, the son can't become a soyer mer. Don't we already need the words l'ish ben to teach me Rabbi Yehuda Marav's halacha? What did Rabbi Yehuda Marav learn from here? Ben asamuch likvura slashalish. So the Gemara says, "Emkein leimakra ki yeh ben l'ish." If what the pasuk was coming to say was simply the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, then what it could have said was ki yeh ben l'ish, my ki yeh l'ish ben shmamila l'kid Rav Chisda. Meaning, if the pasuk ish l'ish ben is only describing the child, so then really what it could have said was ki yeh ben l'ish, and that would make even more sense because you're talking about when he's about to become an ish, right? He's samach l'gvuras ishalish. So he's a ben right now, but he's samach l'gvuras ishalish, as opposed to l'ish ben is a little bit backwards. So why the Torah say l'ish ben? Why say it's a riktive? Oh, it's coming to teach me that the ish is the father, the ben is the son, and only if the father is an ish, then if the son is a son, is he going to become a ben tzoyer mer. But in the event that the father himself is a ben, then the halacha is not going to be noigay. But the Gemara says, ve'ema kuli l'hach yudasa. If that's the case, meaning there's a diak of l'ish ben to teach me Rav Chisda's halacha, so maybe only teach me Rav Chisda's halacha. How do you know Rav Yehuda Marav? Meaning maybe l'ish ben simply means father has a son, only if the father is a gadol does his son become a ben soyer mer, otherwise not. But the Gemara says, im kein oy bazoi, nei makra, what the pasuk should have said was, ki yeh ben ish. Meaning, that would teach me that this child is the son of an ish. My l'ish ben, why do you have to tell me l'ish ben? Meaning, if all you wanted to know was Rav Chisda's halacha, you could have said ki yeh ben ish. If there's going to be the ben of an ish, it wouldn't have said the lamed. You would have not have needed the lamed. The only reason we need the lamed is because it says first ish and then it says ben. So if we would say ki yeh ish ben, then I would never chab that the ish is the father and the ben is the son. Now that I have the lamed ki yeh l'ish ben, then I chab that, right? Let's get this clear. If it would say ki yeh ben ish, I would chap that the child is the ben of an ish, right? Kiyah ben ish, the son of a man, as opposed to the son of a child. Once it says kiyah ish ben, now you need a lamed. So the Gemara's timing is that I understand in pshutei shel mikra, kiyah the ish ben sounds like the ish is the father and the ben is the son, right? If it sure sounds that way. And it's actually mashba that way, because if it didn't mean that, then you wouldn't even have it written the way it's written. But the point is that it would have said ben l'ish, not l'ish ben. But if it only wanted to teach me Rav Chisda's halacha, then it should have just said ben ish, right? If it only wanted to teach me, let's get this clear, Rav Yehuda Marav's halacha, it would have said ben l'ish. If it only wanted to teach me Rav Chisda's halacha, it should have just said ben ish. Why does it say l'ish ben? Oh, must be Shmami Notarti. It's coming to teach me both halachas. Again, if it only wanted to teach me Rav Yehuda Marav, that it's ben asamach l'ras ishalish, then say first the ben and then say the ish. It shouldn't have said ben l'ish. And if you only wanted to tell me Rav Chisda's halacha, that you're the son of an ish as opposed to the son of a son, well then just say ben ish. Why are you telling me l'ish ben? It's a shtickel nishtahi nishtaher. Shmami no, must be tarti. You can't say it's only coming to teach me one, because then it would say it that way. And you can't tell me it's just coming to teach me the other, then it would say it the other way. So the fact that it says it in this funny way, where it's nishtahin, nishtaher, it doesn't fit so well if all you're coming to teach me is Rav Yehuda Marav. And it doesn't fit so well if all you're coming to teach me is Rav Chisda. Oh, shmami notarati, must be. It's actually coming to teach me both of these halachs. But either way, going back to the last Amid of Perek Arba Misais, and going back to the story of Ptirasai Sharav Eliezer, one Ha'ara Nifla, and that is the Abar Benel, and this is in the beginning of Parshas V'zois HaBracha. So V'zois HaBracha begins, V'zois HaBracha Sheberach Moshe, Yisrael Ekim, Espenei Yisrael Lefnei Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu gives brachas to Klal Yisrael, and he gave those brachas Lefnei Moshe. So the Bar Benel, Kedarke Bakoidesh, has a whole Arichos, and he's explaining why the Torah emphasizes that the brachas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave were Lefnei Moshe. So he says, quote, Shashleimim, because the people that are complete, Be'esi Pored Nafsha Migufan, at the time that their soul departs their body, they reach a very, very high madrega. So Shleimim, they spend their entire life on a high madrega. But Be'esi Pored Nafsha Migufam, at the time that their nefesh is about to leave their guf, then Yagiu L'maylo Yoyser El Yoyna, they reach an even higher madrega. U'kamoy Sh'amah, like the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirani ya'odam v'chai, b'chayeyem einam royen. Chazal said that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I want to see you. And what did Kaddish Baruch Hu say? That's when a person's alive. You can't come to certain hasagas and be able to live. But this is the oimik of what the Bar Benel is saying. At that point, tzaddikim were able to reach certain milas and certain madregas. Because what's the problem? If you're going to achieve this madrega, if you're going to come to this hasag and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you're going to explode. You won't be able to live. Well, guess what? It's anyways the time that this person's neshama is leaving. And it's for that reason, at the moment before the tzaddik leaves the world, we find, says the Abar Benel, that he reaches a maila that's yoyser al yoyna. The Abar Benel is then very mayrich in this idea. I'm skipping a little bit. He says, quote, K'moshe re'inu li'yitzchak, it's all on this thing. Sha'amal le'esav, who told Esav, Bavur tibarchecho nafshi b'terem amos. Sha'amar ze l'daitai. What did Yitzchak Avinu say? He told Esav, I'm going to give you a bracha. And you know I'm going to give you a bracha before I die. Sha'oz tia nafshi ba'ufim min advekos. Because Yitzchak Avinu understood that right before he leaves this world, his soul, his nefesh, is going to be connected to the source. Kach she'tia b'rchasa yoysem ma'ilah. And it's for that reason, his bracha is going to be more effective. For Rivka Ishtoi, and Yitzchak's wife Rivka, Lahaskimoza, she went along with this. When she told Yaakov what Yitzchak had told Esav, right, she overheard what Yitzchak told Esav. For Amrish, she said, Vavarchecha lefnei Hashem lefnei Moisi. Hine hoisif lefnei Hashem. Lefisha nafshoi be'esahi lefnei Hashem tamidu boi sidbak. She said, I'm going to bench you before I die, and it's going to be lefnei Hashem, because she was being megala the secret that before a tzaddik dies, the tzaddik is lefnei Hashem. V'chein Yaakov Avinu. You find this by Yaakov as well, says the Abar Benel. Im hachleish kolchoysa michol ye Hashem espay. He was so sick. He was literally dying from the machla that would take away his life. Ubeberach es Yosef. He benched Yosef. Uberach achakach sharbon of kulam. And then he benched all his children. V'amar ileyem. And he told them, hey, asfu v'agidu lechem. Right, what did he say? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell them what's going to be ba'achus ayomim. Because at that moment, before Yaakovino left the world, all of a sudden the shari chachma opened up. And all the nistarois. So all of a sudden he has these incredible giluyim. But now already it's shas p'tirasoi. So all of a sudden he has these giluyim. So he said, let me share them with my children. And that's why he called them and he said, let me tell you what's about that. Elio told Elisha right before he left the world, ask me what you want from me before I'm taken. Pashut means chaparayin. But no, because beterem melokach, right before I leave, I have a special kayach, because I have special asagas right now. Umipneza amru chazal, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, ukemoshinir medivrei achem el yoysnif, etc., etc. I'm skipping. V'chein hoyu oysem ha-chachomim ha-kdoishim chachmi ha-talmud. You find that the chachomim ha-kdoishim chachmi ha-talmud, shoyim moysrim le-talmideyem misoydois ha-chachma, that they would give over to their talmidim from the secrets of the chachma, v'soydois ha-teyre b'shas moysam. So where do you find this by the chachmi ha-talmud? Says the Abar Benel, I'll give you two examples. examples. K'moshin zachru b'sanhedrin samit ches amit alef. Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, she'amar le'talmidav, tishnabo levakre b'shas moisai. When the talmidim came b'shas moisai, lama basem, v'heme yishnivu lilmai toirabanu, v'as hitu lehem kol sveik goyseyem. And he was mater all their sveikas. We're going to get back to this. V'al Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shamru, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh as well, she'b'shas misosai, masal le'talmidav misoidas ha'chachma, v'loi hoya oisem kein le'kinosam le'lamid ha'chachma, b'chayem chalila v'chaz kim li'oisem b'eisahi b'gvul kach me'ashlim esh'ayirun me'lo. And that's the oimik of why the Talmidim went to Rabbi Eliezer right before he died, right? Because they understood that right now he has a special koyach. All the sinoiris are open. They came to hear. And as a result, he gave and he shared certain things that otherwise he wouldn't have been able to share. So the Abar Barnel is telling us a big yisoid. The yisoid of the Abar Barnel is that a tzaddik, lifnei misasai, he reaches a certain plateau. His game and his asogis goes to a whole nother level. And that's the diktuk haloshin in the pasuk, where the pasuk says, V'zoysa bracha sheberach moysha lefnei moysai. Why lefnei moysai? Because being that it was lefnei moysai, he had certain hasogis, he had a certain dveikus, and as a result, he had a certain koyach habracha. The truth is, the Vilna Gaon, in his Aderes Elio, on this pasuk, V'zoysa bracha sheberach moysha, says exactly what the Abar Barnel says. Quote, Lefnei Moisai, Shehu b'mayla gedoyla ad ma'oid. Because a person before he dies is on a very, very high madrego. Shehisik ba'oiso pam. And as it relates to Moshe, he was masik at that moment, machalei hisik kol yimei chayav. What he wasn't able to be masik throughout his entire lifetime. So imagine Moshe Rabbeinu with all his asagos, but up until that moment, there were certain things he couldn't be masik. Oh, but lefnei moisai he did, and what did he do with all those hasogis and all that shefa that he had lefnei moisai? He shared it. He shared it with Klal Yisrael, and that's what's going on over here. And he starts giving brachas. That's this inyan over here in this Goyen. So I saw from Hagoyen, Rav David Yoel Weiss Shlita, and this is in Megadim Chadashim. It's in Parshas Vayelech. He talks about this in other places in his farm as well. He's mayrich in this idea, and he brings Mekoyris, chapter and verse, from this different Sfarim HaKdoshim that express the same exact theme, and that is that a tzaddik, before he dies, he has a special koyach. One of the Mar Mekoyimus that he brings is the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim is in Parshas Vayechi. The Pasuk says, Vayikrivu Yimei Yisrael Lomos. Says the Arachayim, if you look, that from the time that Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, he's always referred to as Yaakov, Yaakov, Yaakov. The only time we refer to him as Yisrael is right here. Vayikri Yismei Yisrael Yilomus, as he's about to die, all of a sudden he goes back to get his name Yisrael. Says the Arachayim, because we know Yaakov Avinu is the lesser of the names. Yisrael's Kisariso, that's the greater of the two names. Yaakov Avinu, as soon as he came to Mitzrayim, so he couldn't be called Yisrael anymore, right? Yaakov Avinu was Mitzrayim. I once heard from a big tzaddik, he said, Vayikri Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, what does Rashi say? Parshuzu stuma. He says that Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir HaAvos, should be able to live in Mitzrayim 17 years. Parshuzu stuma, it has no pshat. How could Yaakov Avinu be in Mitzrayim? How is it even possible? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to talk to HaKadosh Baruch, had to leave the city. Kitzesi Minoir, right? But Yaakov Avinu is able to live for 7, but it was Yaakov. But right here, lefnei moisnoi, vayikrivu yimei Yisrael lamos, all of a sudden, he becomes Yisrael again. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, the reason is, because it was shas misasoi, and before a tzaddik dies, he reaches a certain madrega, and because of this incredible madrega that he was reaching at this moment, all of a sudden now, you're able to refer to him again. All of a sudden, you're able to refer to Yaakov Avinu again as Yisrael. David Yoel says, a dover nifla teich dvarev. We've spoken about this Kesef Mishnah many, 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 many times. It's like a Gemara in Asoichas Apayelim and Masechtas Bava Metzia, but the Gemara talks about the death, the ptira of Rabbah, as in the Amor, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. And he was a fugitive, he was on the run, and he was by himself and hiding, and he passed away, and no one knew he died. And to the point that something had to fall down from Shemayim, that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni missed, right? And then the Talmidim, Abai, Rabbi, they all went, and they were Isaac in his Kfura. The Gemara tells an incredible story. But the Gemara says that the Malach HaMavis was having a hard time getting Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Nachmeni goes into some sort of trance and he sees that in Shemayim there's a big machloikis going on. And the machloikis is with regards to a very, very obscure halacha in the world of Tumas Saras. It's negay, a certain nega, where there's a suffix if the Seir Lavan came first, or if the Baheres came first. It's a Shaila, because if one comes first, it's Tameh. If the other one comes first, it's Tar. And what happens if it's a Safik? Is it Tameh or Tar? So Rabbi Bar Nachmani sees that there's a big tumult going on. In fact, it was a machloikis between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Masifta Derekiah, and they didn't know how to resolve it. So they said, tell me, who on this one? Is there anyone in Oyvam HaZeh that could come and be Machriya the Shiloh? So they said that, you know, Rabbi Bar Nachmani once said that no one knows Nagan Vahalas like he does. Well, if that's the case, why don't we bring him here? So they asked Rabbi Bar Nachmani, what's the halacha? Rabbi Bar Nachmani says, Tahar, and like in Ar Gemara by Rabbi Eliezer, stating that, if you take a look at the Rambam, and the Rambam is the last halacha in Perik Beis Hilchas Tumas Saras, the Rambam says Sofik Seir Lavan Kadam Sofik Habeheres Kadmo Hareze Tome. The Loch is Tome. Frank the Kasev Mishnah Rebbeinu Damakula. What's going on over here? It's Kinegan Mufurish Gemara. The Gemara says this was the Shaila that caused Rabbi Mar Nachmani to leave this world. The Yotzev Nishmasay Be. Betahiro, because he said Tahar. So Luchari, this Rambam's going Kinegan the Gemara, and the Kesev Mishnah says something that Sisrei Torah. He says, Yesh Loimar, the Kivan Shebashas Yitzias Neshamahu, the Amar Hachi, Havi Bechlal Loi Bashamayim Hi. It's Bechlal Loi Basham, Ve'enu Kedai Lohoitzi Mechlal Shebiyadeinu, etc., etc. You can't be Mechiach anything from this Maisa, because it's Torah Loi Bashamayim. The Chsam Sofer Neir Chayim, in his Tshuva, his famous Tshuva to Rav Tzvi Eshchayas, Simen Reish Ches, say he brings this Kesa Mishnah, and he says, for who Dabar Chadish, what's Pashup Shah? Because he's about to die, all of a sudden his Torah is Torah Levi B'Shamayim. He was on this world. So the Chassam Sofer Kiyadua has a whole different tarot to answer the Kesem Mishnah's kasha. But as it relates to the Kesem Mishnah's, he's saying, what's Pashup Shah? Segev David Yoel Weiss, this is the Vart. Because a tzaddik before he dies, all of a sudden the tzinoiris start opening up. And those tzinoiris are a gift that he gets from Shamayim. That Torah maybe is Torah Levi B'Shamayim. And it's for that reason you can't prove anything from what happened B'Shamayim. Yitzias Neshama of Rabbi Mar Nachmani. It's true he said Tar, but at that point he's already tapped in. It could be being that it was Samach Lemisasai, it was Shas Ptirasai, that already didn't count. Another beautiful Ha'ara that Rabbi David Yoel says based on this ray is the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Aleph that David HaMelech saying Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. So the Gemara there is talking about that capital, and the Gemara says, quote, Nestakul B'Yoyim HaMisav HaMashiro. David HaMelech, he saw his Yom HaMisa. He introspected a little bit about the day he's going to die, and he sang Shira. And that's what it's referring to. Freit the Marsha, Mizmar, LeDavid, Kinami Bayale. It's the Lashon of the Marsha. Baruch Hinavshi Es Hashem. Why would David HaMelech have sang Shira when he was Nesakul B'Yom HaMisa? So said Rabbi David Yoel Shlita, Lulei de Mistafina Yesh Noimar, that David HaMelech wasn't singing Shira on the Misa. Listen to the Lashon HaGemara. Nistako b'yoyim ha-misa. He saw yoyim ha-misa. And he saw the giluyim and the asogis that a tzaddik gets before he dies. It wasn't nistako b'misa. That's kinu miboyele. The Marsha's kasha, the Marsha struggles to answer this kasha. It's nistako b'yoyim ha-misa. It's based on this yisoy. That's what's going on over here. One more tzushal that he says. And that is the Chsam Sofer, the Hilge Chsam Sofer. When he was maspid, his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. So the Chsam Sofer was a relative younger man when his Rebbe Movik Rav Nosson Adler passed away. The Hesped is printed, Ki Yadua. If you have the newer Chsam Sofers, so it's in the Hespedim volume, what I'm reading, from page Reish Pei Ches going on to page Reish Pei Tes. So I just want to read one paragraph and listen to a diktuk nifla. V'ani b'chaloimi ro'isi. The Chsam Sofer said, I had a dream. And in my dream, I saw Mechumeshe Svarim, Meluveshe Shchayrim. I saw there was Svarim, Sifrei Torah, and the Sifrei Torah were covered by a black mantle. V'sha'alti madua shchayrim levushecha. So I asked the Svarim, why is your mantle black? V'eshivuni. And they responded to me. They talked to me. Halo yodat. This is a real dream the Chsam Sofer had. He said, you know, the minig ir meiladetcha Frankfurt. You know that in your city, Frankfurt, the minig is that b'yoyim tainas sibur. On the day of a tainas sibur, sefer Torah, malbishin sefer Torah shchayrim. They covered the sefer Torah with a schwarzer mantle. For ikatz, the Chsam Sofer said, I woke up, v'inei chaloyim. It's g'vein achulam. V'inei ha'emes came minig kilu g'daysha Frankfurt. Chsam Sofer, it's true. Meaning, what I saw in the dream, this wasn't Dvar Mitalem. This is true. This is what we do in Frankfurt. But I didn't know what the dream meant. And now that I heard that Rav Nosson Adler passed away, I know what the pistrain of the dream is ki atayra hi misabelas ames, because the Torah is mourning. Torah chigrisak. The Torah is mourning. Maves hatzadik meirana zeichet tzadik levracha. Ki mi yigdar gdara. You want to know why the Torah is mourning? Because the Torah just lost such a friend. Forget about what we lost. The Torah just lost a friend. Because mi yigdar gdara. Who's going to make fences around her? The Torah. Umiyamid bepirza. Who's going to stand in the way when people are trying to breach her? The Torah. Umiyitareitz shvarim. Umiyifrei karim. Oynalonu shechiyonu lazman hazeh. Vigiyonu alayla hazeh. Lecho ba meroirim. Al ta'itzu lenachameini. Don't even try to be menachem, he said to Chassam Sofer. Ki gadol kayom shivri. He said, because I'm so broken. My brokenness is literally like the size of the yam. V'liroi lifkoi sulim eved espeida. And then he said, you know, the truth is, I'm worthy of crying and being maspid, my holy Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. Ani ro'i siv yoshev v'doyresh k'moshem epi agvuro. Because I with my own eyes saw how he would darish in k'moshem epi agvuro. Ani ratzti achar of meir parsois. I ran after him, k'yudu, the Chassam Sofer left his hometown to be with Rav Nosson Adler. V'azavti beisimi, I left my mother's house. Cheder hoirasi, ki yodua umufursam laka. He says, you all know the story. I don't even have to tell it to you. V'ishnanesi b'koila sherisana avi. And every time my Rebbe fasted, I fasted. V'at olay zochisi, listen to this. Lirois b'ilula de marana. But now I wasn't zoicha to be present at Hilula de Marano. I didn't merit to shed tears on the kever of the Ishalikim. Loi zachisi lachsois panov samach lehistalkusai. And I wasn't zoicha to be with him samach lehistalkusai. Ki oz, because had I been there, hayonetzo meruchai olai, I would have merited to get so much from him. Kemaimer elio lalisha imtira oisi lukach meimach yehilacha kem. So the Chassam Sofer, when he's crying over his Rebbe, he says, I lost him. How did I lose him? Lo yizochisi lachso yispon of samach list al kusoy. Ki oz yenetzo meiruchel. What did he mean? What's he referring to? So let's, like, he missed out. He wasn't there b'shas p'tirosoy. Because had he been there b'shas p'tirosoy, he would have been present at the moment that Rav Nosson Adler left. At that point, the floodgates open. At that point, he could have gotten so much from him. Ki oz yenetzo meiruchel olai. And that's what the Chassam Sofer is bemoaning. So he's saying, not only wasn't I there, b'shas is, I missed that, and not only did he leave this world, but I wasn't there b'shas the p'tira, because the shas p'tira of its tzaddik is an incredible shas ha-kosher. This is the diktuk, the tzushtel from Agoyin Rav David Yoel Shlita. But I just want to go back to the beginning, the Abar Benel. So the Abar Benel, when he says this, you saw it, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha l'fnei Moshe, because l'fnei Moshe, the Goyin says the same thing, a tzaddik has special koiches. And he says, v'chein motzinu by the Chachamim Hakdoshim Chachmei HaTalmud, Shoyim Moisrim LeTalmideim Misoydes HaChachma, Visoydes HaTorah B'Shas Moisrim, Kemoy Shezachru B'Sanhedrin Samichas Amidal Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Shomel LeTalmideh Kshavol Debakru B'Shas Moisrim, Lama Basnem, Vehei Meishivu Lilmoy Torah Banu, Vaz Hitter Lehem Kol Sveik Goyseim. That, Rabbi Eliezer, you see this, exhibit A for this, amongst the Chachmei HaTalmud, says Dabar Benel, is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Now the truth is, we just learned the Gemara. We learned the Gemara by Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Did you see this? He was matter all their sfeiras. Ask him a few shailas. Two shailas to be exact. And he answered them. The second one was tar v'yotzen ishmasi b'tahayra. It sounds more like Rabbi Eliezer was giving them teichacha. There was nazifa. Where do you see in this Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer had tzenoiris that had opened up for him? I don't know. It didn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. He was poached all their sfeikas. Go through the Gemara. Hafachba vafachba vafachba vafachba. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that he was pushing all the sfeikas. But I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is in the Zohar Kodesh. It's in Parshas Vayera. It's in Medrash Hanelam Daf Tzadik Ches. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. When Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was sick. Ahu yoy me'erev Shabbos hava. It was Erev Shabbos. Va'oisav li mine hurkenes bernei. And his son Hyrcanus was sitting to his right. And Rabbi Eliezer started revealing to him the great secrets of the Torah. But Hyrcanus, the son of Rabbi Eliezer, did not want to be mekabel what his father was telling him. You know why? Because he didn't think that his father was bedas. It's incredible. If you go through this Zohar and then you
cross-reference it with this Gemara and how the two narratives complement each other. It's absolutely mavel al arayin. But either way, kiven dechama d'dayta avu m'siyashva. But then he realized afterwards that his father really was bedas. So kabel minei, he started being makabel from him, and he was makabel from his father meya utomnin v'tisha rozen ilon. 189 of the deepest secrets in the world. I'm skipping a little bit. Ad havi yasmi. As he was sitting, meaning Hurkin is together with his father, Olu Chakim Meidar leMevakrele. The Chachmei Adar came to be Mevakre B'Leaz. Right, the word got out. Rabbi Leaz is about to leave the world. So all of a sudden, the Chachmei Adar come. Oilit Lahu, he cursed them. Adalai Asu L'Shamashale. Because where were you? The Taninan G'day L'Shimusha. Until Rabbi Akiva came. Amale. So Rabbi Eliezer turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, Akiva, Akiva, lamalei asas l'shamashali. He says, where were you all this time? Amale, he said, Rabbi lo havali pnai. I didn't have any time. Arsach. Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he got angry. Amar, he said, etmo aloch. It'll be a chiddush to me. Itamus misas atzmecha, if you're going to die a natural death. Latye, and then Rabbi Eliezer cursed Rabbi Akiva. Diyehei koshem ikula misase. That his misa should be worse than the misa of all the chaver Rabbi Akiva. Bachi Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva started to cry. Va'amar, and he said, Rabbi, oylefli ayraisa. This is a makar to this. Rabbi, teach me Torah. He starts crying, Rabbi, please teach me Torah, teach me Torah. Aftach pum Rabbi Eliezer, v'maisa merkava. Rabbi Eliezer opened up his mouth and he started teaching Maisa Merkava. Also Esha. Esha means an Esh, a fire descended from heavens. Va'ascha l'traveyoin. And it encircled Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Amru Chakimayo, the Chachamim said, Shema mina, the lesson an chazin kadal nekach. Right, notice the circles around them and it's not around, we're on the outside looking in. Va'isleis, we don't belong here. So they very politely walked out of the room. Nafku l'pischa debara. So they go to the pischa de Gemara. I think that's what our Gemara refers to as the traklin, right? So they go to the pischa debara, v'yisivu taman, and they were sitting there. Hava ma dahava. Whatever happened, happened. They did what they did. Va'azal esh, and then all of a sudden the fire went away. Va'oyle b'vaheres aza. And then he went and he torn him b'vaheres aza, tlos mea halachis psukais. 300 halachis psukais. Va'oyle flame, then Rabbi Eliezer tore Rabbi Akiva, resh yud vav taimim de psukei de shir ashirim. 216 taimim in the psukim of shir ashirim. Va've enoid Rabbi Akiva nochsin maya. And as Rabbi Akiva was learning this tairis from Rabbi Eliezer, his eyes were crying. This chazer esh, and all of a sudden the fire that had gone away came back. When they came to the following pasuk, samchuni ba'ashishos raptuni betapuchim ki choylas ahava ani. And this is the pasuk more than any other pasuk in the entire Shir HaShirim that depicts the incredible love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Lo yochel mizbo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva couldn't control himself anymore. Va'arim kole, and he made this very, very loud noise bepchiyos, and he was crying again. V'goy, and he was crying and he was crying. He couldn't utter one word because of the fear and the aim of the Shechina that was there. And then Rabbi Eliezer went and he taught Rabbi Akiva all the secrets of Shir HaShirim. And then he made him swear. The shvu was the loy l'shtamish b'shum chad pasuk mineh, that Rabbi Akiva would never be mishtamish with any one of these psukim. By the way, Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that all the svarim are kodesh, but Shir HaShirim is kodesh kadoshim. Now you know the rest of the story. We was makabel this, but either way, Rabbi Eliezer made him swear. You're never going to repeat this. You know why? Because if you're going to say what I just taught you, could be the Eibush is going to end up destroying the world. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want any other people to know this miskius kedushas the ispe because of the incredible kedusha that's there. The boss enough Rabbi Akiva. After this encounter, Rabbi Akiva left. The goy v'noven enei mai, and he was crying and he was crying. Baba Amar, and he said, vai Rebbe, the shtar alma yasam inach. Vai Rebbe. Now we're gonna be left with a dar yasam. Either way, the Zohar continues, it goes on and on and on. It tells the story. Again, fascinating when you cross-reference the Zohar's account with our Gemara. This is what the Abarbanel was referring to. He was referring to this. This is the rest of the story. Rebbe Eliezer was Megalo all the Soidis. 216 taimen in Shir HaShirim. He was Megalotim Raza de Raza. Fires are coming down. He's teaching in Maisa Merkava. But these were things that Rebbe Eliezer had the ability to teach when? Samuch L'Pisasai. Because that's this Indian says the Abarbanel. That Lefnei Moisei a Tzaddik gets a tremendous kayak. So I was going through this Zohar and learning this Indian, and I just couldn't help it
But remember how we started this machzor of Daf Yomi, when we always talk about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer. And just think about the before and after of Rabbi Eliezer. Think about the story. It's such a fascinating story. Rabbi Eliezer's story begins in the first parak of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the ultimate lo yutzlach. He's 28 years old. A Kenish learning. Next time he doesn't know learn. Remember, he comes to Rabbi Yechim Azaka as yeshiva. Rabbi Yechim Azaka says, tell me, mi yamechel lamadu te kriyishma? He says, why? He says, what about tefillah? Och nisht. Birchas hamazin? What's that? He didn't know anything. He didn't know Aleph Beis. He didn't know Ivra. Not just that. You say, okay, maybe he was a CEO of a very important company. All his brothers were Chayrish in the good properties, and he was Chayrish Petroshim. He wasn't married. He was 28 years old. His life was going nowhere, and it was going there fast. He had absolutely nothing. And now fast forward to the last day of Rabbi Eliezer's life, where Rabbi Eliezer reaches such a madrega, reaches such a level. Think about what happened. Think about what he was zoicha to. Think about what he was able to share. It's unbelievable. This is a child that everyone had given up on. His own father wrote him off. That's Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Perek Aleph. Yush, Eliezer, the Gematria, that we spoke about that, Bava Metzia Daf Beis. But think about the before and after. It's an incredible story. How Rabbi Eliezer starts, if you don't know this Zoya, you don't know the end of the story of Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Ptira, right? Rabbi Eliezer's story starts where? First Mishnah in Shas. Me'emas I maskir in Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, right? That's where it starts. So it starts from the beginning. And where does it end? It ends right here. Sanhedrin, I mean, there'll be more Rabbi Eliezer, Zarg Zechnish. But this is where it ends. The ending of the life of Rabbi Eliezer is Sanhedrin Samaches. It's an incredible story. He's 28. Everybody wrote him off. And what ends up happening? What ends up happening, he becomes a great Rabbi Eliezer. So here's my hergish. My hergish is the first half of Sanhedrin Samaches Samad Aleph is the Ptir of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the second half of Samaches? What's Samaches Samad Beis? We just started a new parak. It's a trick question. Parak Ben Soiru Meir. What's the story of the Ben Soiru Meir? The Ben Soiru Meir is Nereg Al Shem Soifai, but if you look at the Svar Makdoshim talk about that, even though the Torah says that we killed the Ben Soiru Meir, but before you give up on a Ben Soiru Meir, in fact, you never give up on a Ben Soiru Meir. You can't. Loi Hayav, Loi Nivra, right? We know all the Torahs. We're going to get to that Beis Hashem in the next couple of days. I think the limud of how you treat the Ben Soiru Meir is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the ultimate Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysalar Oishpina. This was a stone that Masu Abaynim, right? Think of it. Just think of the marshal. There's the Boinim. They're building. Should we take? Nobody wants this stone. Hoysel Reish Pina. It's the cornerstone of Shas. He's the Reish Pina. He's the first Tana mentioned in Shas. Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina. Zu Rabbi Eliezer. This is Mamish Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's story, his Ptira, the finale is Samaches Amad Aleph, Samaches Amad Beis is the Ben Soiru Meir. I think this is a lesson that sometimes someone, yeah, looks like maybe he's not going anywhere. You never know. You never know where this child or that person's going to be. He may be the great Rabbi Eliezer. Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina. Is there a greater lesson in the Sugya of Ben Soiru Meir than the story of Rabbi Eliezer? And it's the greatest lesson. I don't think it's a coincidence. Samaches Samad Aleph, Samaches Samad Beis. I was thinking, it was so strange to me that Perek Arba Mises ends with the story of Rabbi Eliezer, but Frad Arba Mises Bezdin, and we're ending with the Ptir Rabbi Eliezer. I think it's segueing right into Ben Soiru Meir. You have to know this story before you start learning Perek Ben Soiru Meir, because that's the greatest lesson. It's the biggest musa, it's the biggest chizik in the Sugya Ben Soiru Meir. Just think of the great Rabbi Eliezer. Think of the Evan Masu Abaynim Hoysel Reish Pina.